Life and welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Achrei Mais, which this year is also Shabbos HaGadol. Thoughts on Achrei Mais, some thoughts on the upcoming Yom Tov Pesach. The sixth parsha we have, the entire first section of the parsha is the Avodas Yom Kippur, the work that was done in preparation for Yom Kippur. And as you've heard us laying on Monday and Thursday, the Kohen Gadol is told, "V'chiper ba'adai u'ba'ad beisai," that the Kohen Gadol has to be the kapara for himself and for his family. The Gemara at the beginning of Yuma Darshan's from here, that the Kohen Gadol must be married, ba'ad beisai. He must have a family for which to ask forgiveness. And specifically, ba'ad beisai, he's only allowed to have one wife, singular, and not two. Apparently that would be called more than just the singular of beisai. Gemara, therefore, in the beginning of Yuma, explains why would we be done if the Kohen Gadol's wife were to die on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara Mishnah said, "Misakdin lo isha aferes." They prepared a wife, a different wife, just in case his wife would pass away on Yom Kippur, and then he would be ineligible to do the Avodah, which cannot be done to a Kohen Edyon. He would need to be married. "Misakdin lo isha aferes." To prepare another wife. Now, how does that work? It's machlokes, the machlokes midabar. One looks in the Rambam says they would prepare a woman that would be willing to marry him, that he would be willing to marry her. And on Yom Kippur, if his wife were to die, he would marry her on Yom Kippur, and he would do the kiddushin and in the suin. We need the suin. Beisai means a woman who is fully married. And therefore, the Rambam says he would do that on Yom Kippur. Many of you will remember when we learned Masechtas Ksuvos, now when we learned Masechtas Kiddushin, we discussed the different shitas as to what a chuppah is. Kiddushin, as the Mishnah says, is kesef shtar u'miyah. Chuppah, however, is not something which is explained in the Mishnah. And there are a number of rishonim who have different opinions as to what constitutes a chuppah. Whether it's the canopy that we use, or the veil, or the Rambam Shita is that it's the yichud room. You need a yichud haroi labia. You need a yichud, a private place where the husband and wife come together, haroi labia, and it has to be possible for there to be intimacy there in order for the nisun to be chal. The Ran asks a great kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol will get married on Yom Kippur. How could that be? Yom Kippur is a day on which there is an issur of Tashmish Shavita. And the Rambam says he would get married on Yom Kippurim. But the Rambam Shita is that you need a Yichud HaRoi Labia, and there is no Yichud HaRoi Labia. Now that kasha is a great kasha on Shitas HaRambam. Very difficult question to answer. I just want to remind you briefly of the Reb Naftali in the Chiddushei HaKarnat, who explains the Shitas HaRambam that Yichud She'ein HaRoi Labia is an assumption to certain things, and Yichud HaRoi Labia is a complete nisuin, that they have two levels. He answers numerous problems with the Rambam. Not for this short phone call to deal with it, but I mention it because many of you have heard it, some of you from me over the years in Yeshiva. I want to remind you of it. Pull out your notes on the Sestus Ksuvos. We discussed it on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, and I hope you'll have a geshmack from it. This is one inyan of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Another thing that was done at the Avodah of Yom Kippur is that before the blood of the Karbonis was sprayed on the Mizbeach HaZov, the blood was mixed. The blood of the different Karbonis was mixed. Rashi brings this in the first pasuk after Sheni, where the pasuk says, "V'lakach midam ha'poro midam ha'soyer." So Rashi brings that they were mixed together. We mentioned this in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. And the language that we have in our mouths is the following. Sof, v'ira dam ha'poro l'techat drav, shablay dam ha'soyer. And Gadol sof, rejoice, and mix the blood of the ox into the pan, or into the basin, together with the blood of the soyer, which had already been there. And also ha'moli v'rei gun, pour this mixed blood back into the first container, so that it should mix well. The question is, Why does it say Sasira? He celebrated. What celebration is there in mixing blood? There are a number of words that said on that, and I would like to share with you one very Geshmaka Teretz, which has a connection to the Pesach. It is said, B'shem, the previous Belzer Rebbe, that he said the following. We know that on Yom Kippur, nobody wants to have a din alone. The source is to have a din together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol bought his own private carbon, the Soyer, it was a fear on the part of the Kohen Gadol that he would have to stand in judgment himself. Now the Kohen Gadol of carbon, I mentioned earlier with the Soyer, that's a mistake with the par was Shalayim, but when that was mixed with the Dama Soyer, the Soyer was for whole Klal Yisrael, when that was mixed, the Kohen Gadol rejoiced. He saw that the Kapara, which comes with the spraying of the blood, would be a mixture of the two together. Halachically, it was probably adequate just to pour blood of the bar into the blood of the Soyer. But because he did it with such a cheshek, he put it back so that it should mix well. Because there's a joy in it being something that comes from a tzibur, and not from a yachid who stands individually. This is the message here. The Maral, regarding the Seder Shel Pesach, mentions a similar idea. He says that many of the halachas, specifically regarding the Karban Pesach, are meant to give a chizuk, the concept and the idea of a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The Karban Pesach was eaten, the chabura, the group of people. And that was done so that people should not be individuals. People should be together as a group. But as a group, achdus, the yachad, they had to previously be designated to be there as one. And that achdus of Klal Yisrael symbolized in the roasting of the Karban Pesach, when you roast meat, it comes together, as opposed to cooking when it falls apart. It symbolized the prohibition against breaking the bone. Everything had to stay one, rather than to be taken apart. It symbolized by the fact that the whole Chabura had to sit together for the entire Seder. Couldn't run out and join someone else, or go to this Rebbe or that Rebbe for his dish. You had to sit together, and the solid Chabura of people that went together. And this is an idea that he says regarding the concept of the idea of a Seder Shel Pesach. I'd like to leave you with a question on Achrei Mais. In the Avodah, the Mishnah says in Yuma, and we say in the Machzor, that part of the job of the Seder Hadvarim, the way they prepare the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah, is being socially ashamed. They made the Kohen Gadol swear he would not do anything different than is required, because Tzedukim attempted to do things differently. They had different sheets as to how the Ketairis is offered, and therefore the Kohen Gadol was made to swear Shalai Yishana that he would not do differently. After that Shavua, who played Reshu Baicha? The Kohen Gadol would step aside and weep. The Hain Parshin Baicha, and the Sanhedrin that had made him swear would weep. The Mishnah says, who played Reshu Baicha? Shechashdu L'Tziduki, because they had to accuse him of being a Tziduki. The Hain Parshin Baicha, and they would go and weep. Like a begulfai, because there's a terrible punishment for someone who's chayshu b'kshem. My difficulty with this is that if it had been a spontaneous action with the people who are chayshu him, they would understand he weeps the day. But it's not so. It's a requirement. It's set up in the Mishnah that one is required to make the Kohen Gadol swear. Once someone is required to do it, that's just part of the Seder Hadvarim. They were not chayshu b'kshem like a begulfai. They were just doing what the Mishnah says a person is obligated to do when he prepares the Kohen Gadol. So what is this? Who pay Rishu Baishan? The Hei Parshu Baishan. Tarachim Kav. Let's turn to the Haggadah for a couple of minutes. In the Haggadah, there is a section of Echad Mi'adeya. Now, I would like to recall something Rav Tomlin told me. He said that by the Seder Shel Pesach, even if you say it's something that has to do with the halachas of Pesach indirectly, you also make time to see where it appears to try. I always of a Talmudka. That you're not. That you have to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, period. My question to that person is, how are you Yitzu with Echad Yedeya, Echad Ani Yedeya? In the air, why are we saying that? That doesn't mention anything about Tefla. Now, of course, indirectly, it has a lot to do with it. But not directly. It seems that there are parts of the Mazar, certainly the parts after Halal Yitzah, that would apply the way the Pamet said. Be that as it may, in Echad Mi'idea, we mention Arba Imahs, four mothers. Actually, there were six mothers to call Yisrael. There were Sara Rivka, Rachel Leah, and Dilan Zilpah. Dilan Zilpah seemed to get short shrift all the time. Here, okay, we skipped Dilan and Zilpah. We mentioned there are four mothers. Do we have four mothers? Not really. We have Sara Rivka. Some of us have Rachel as an ancestor, and some of us have Leah. None of us have both, unless, of course, it comes from two parts of our ancestry, one from the father's side, one from the mother's side. But Sarah gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Rivka gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Rachel to half, and Leah to half. Why do we call it Arba Imahs? A member of Plum used to say, it was Rabbi Bakume, the name of Kiyosh Yitzchak, that Leah is the mother of Klal Yisrael, the Klal back. And Rachel is the mother of Klal Yisrael, the Cheshek, and Ratzon, and Machshava. There's such an idea of a mother of Klal Yisrael, not necessarily a biological mother, but a mother whose influence goes through the generations. And while Leah is the mother of the Payel, almost all of Klal Yisrael that survives to this day comes from Leah. Nevertheless, in Machshava, in the Cheshek, Rachel is the mother. Rachel is the one who wanted, who had tremendous Cheshek to give birth to Klal Yisrael. And when Yaakov got married, he thought he was marrying Rachel. In Machshava, he was marrying Rachel. And therefore, the Seishik of Rachel, which comes down to us through the generations, Rachel, Mitzvaki, Alba, Neha, the unfulfilled weeping and desire to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. And she is the mother, the Kayach HaMashav. Like Shiva Jewish Shaila that came to our table in the middle of the Seder, it's common that during a Shabbos Suda, someone knocks on the door and asks Shaila. It's rare that that happens during the Seder. A couple of years ago, someone knocked on my door with an interesting shayla. He brought a becher. He said he was sitting at the Seder and drinking the Arba Kaisis from his becher. And he noticed that the becher had lost some of its wine. Some of it was in the plate. And he refilled it. He had, of course, had the first Kais, the Kiddush, and then the second. By the time he got to the third, he realized the becher had a hole in it. And that the wine was leaking out. And now he wondered if he was yaitza the Arba Kaisis. After all, it has to be drank from a kais. Was he yaitza or not? What I did was to measure the cup. And under the hole, there was a revius of yayin, enough place for a revius of yayin. And therefore, I told him that it was okay. However, it's interesting halacha to know. It's brought in the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Zion, it's in the Kuf Pei Gimel, where it talks about Kaishal Bracha, that the din of a kais is not okay, it has to be a kais. And therefore, if the hole would have been lower, it would indeed have been okay. It's an interesting shaila, something people don't usually think about, and therefore something I mentioned. I'd like to leave you the question. In the Haggadah, we say the Ad Erim Ve'eriyah. The Ad Erim Ve'eriyah, Chazal say, was that Klal Yisrael were Orim and Hamitzvahs not deserving of coming out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Evo'alayach Ve'erach B'shmei Seshes B'Namaya V'ayimolach B'Namaya Chayi B'Mitzvah Namila and Pesach. Now this idea is born in Rashi Shmais Perikid Dei Pasuk Vav. Now Klal Yisrael had no excuse on which to go out or not for the Dam Pesach and Namila. My question is that this Rashi Shmais Yudei Vav contradicts something Rashi himself said earlier at the beginning of Sefer Shmais Parashat Shmais Perik Gimel, Pasuk Yudbeis. At the snap, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Mazal Yisrael Shi'asu Leim Meis, Vayitziyo Mitzrayim. What choice does Klal Yisrael have to go out of Egypt?" And there, Rashi says that the Rabbeinu Shlom answered, "I quote Rashi: Shesha'alta Mazal Chusleish Yisrael Shi'asu Leim Mitzrayim. You asked on what choice the Yidden will go out of Mitzrayim. Davar Gadol Yeshli Aloi Tazu is a big." Davar Gadol, something big involved in this efforts. Shari Asina Makabal Tera Laharazel, the first voice of Hadash, if you hate them, that's right. They're going out of this source of the fact that they will accept the Torah here by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it turned out, the way Rashi says, that they didn't need a present source. It was enough that they were going and heading towards the Mount Torah. And that appears to contradict the Da'at Eru in the area. So with this question, I leave you. The Haggadah is a night of questions. I'm sure if you ask it, you'll get the answer too. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. I'm looking forward to speaking to you on Chol HaMoed, in the middle of your Chol HaMoed trip. We'll share a 15-minute share, maybe it's Hashem regarding Pesach. Wonderful Shabbos, and a Chakosha B'Sameach to one and all.